revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Welcome to Living in the Solution with Dr. Elena George. Today we have one of my favorite guests back on because she's a wealth of knowledge and a breath of fresh air. And I just love her positive take on living. And I think everybody needs to adopt that type of energy because it's how we stay healthy. So we're going to take an hour and enjoy our hour by talking with Miss Susan Smith-Jones. She's a woman with three of America's most ordinary names. Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, has made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught staff and students and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. She's the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness and human potential. She travels the world as a frequent media show guest and healthy living consultant. She's also the author of many books, including her latest two celebrated companion books, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality, and A Hug in a Mug, revitalized with fruits, veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and healthy living extras. And today we're going to talk about something that I've just discovered and has become very near and dear to me, and that's red and near infrared therapy. As we know, infrared light is a subset of natural sunlight, which actually has a value as a nutrient. In other words, light's a form of nutrition for the body, and red light and near infrared light therapies are ways to get some of those benefits. It may be particularly valuable and beneficial for people who aren't getting enough natural sunlight, and that's most people these days. This light therapy makes waves in the health and wellness world, and for good reason. It's non-invasive. It uses specific light wavelengths to encourage your body's natural healing process. And I like to think of it as giving your cells a boost, allowing them to work more efficiently. So, Dr. Jones, it's a pleasure to have you. And I'm looking forward to our conversation because I think infrared light therapy and red light therapy are two of the kind of hidden gems and people don't know about them.
I could not agree with you more. And thank you so much, Dr. Elena, for having me back. This is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. I've been studying it for about 12 years. I have multiple light therapy devices in my home. I would never be without them. I only wish we had a few hours, but just so you know, I've got a detailed article on my website with studies and pictures and a very, very comprehensive article. So when people go to my website in the search bar, put red light therapy, and there'll be a lot more than what we're able to cover today with limited time. But it's such a good topic. Thank you for picking it.
Well, thank you. And let's start off from the basics. What is red and near infrared light therapy? And why? Okay. What makes it so special?
Yes. Well, and like you said in that great intro, our bodies have a powerful reaction to certain types of light. And very simply, when this light reaches our cells, it triggers a series of beneficial reactions that contribute to impressive benefits of this red light and near infrared light therapy. And so I think for many people, you're going to find by the time we're done with this discussion that this might be the missing piece in your wellness routine. If I had to sum it up in one sentence, and I'm going to use an eight-syllable word that's a great word to bring up at a boring party you go to, and you say to people, what do you think of photobiomodulation? Photobiomodulation. They'll all know you have a high IQ. But that this is a more scientific term for light therapy, and it simply means in one sentence, a non-invasive treatment that uses specific wavelengths of near and red, near infrared, and red light therapy to stimulate at a cellular function. And near infrared light therapy is often shortened, and I'll say it this way a lot today, NIR. Red light often is abbreviated as RLT. So they use wavelengths, this light therapy, that are visible and invisible to the naked human eye, ranging from 640 to 1,000 nanometers. And if you don't know what a nanometer is, it's a metric unit of length equal to 1/1,000,000,000 of a meter. But it uses specific wavelengths so they can deeply penetrate the tissues of our body. By the way, red light is visible to the human eye. NIR light is invisible to the human eye.
So with these light modalities, I mean, when people think of light, they think of UV, which is completely different, correct? You can't use that. It's, I mean, we use it in the health profession to sterilize, but people can't be exposed to that, can they?
No, that's right. And you hear a lot about infrared saunas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's far infrared. Near infrared is a different subset of natural sunlight. So they're different. But infrared saunas are great for your body, just like light therapy is great for your body. And how it works is pretty simple. When NIR and RLT in light interact with our cells, it targets tiny powerhouses in the cell that we all have heard this word before, called mitochondria. And you can think of the mitochondria as cellular batteries generating the energy cells needed to function correctly. So light therapy acts as a battery charger, enabling the mitochondria to produce energy more efficiently. Now, keep in mind, this increased energy isn't just for show. It helps our cells repair damage, reduce inflammation, and produce vital proteins like collagen and more. So essentially, it's like turbocharging your body's innate healing mechanisms.
That's amazing. I mean, you think of all the things that, as physicians, we try to write prescriptions to encourage the body to do this, and this is so much more physiologically appropriate. There's no side effect to this, is there?
Exactly. You know, in terms of side effects, light therapy really has a remarkable safety profile, and most individuals experience absolutely no adverse effects. But you know what? Like any therapy, there's always a potential for a side effect. Even though they might be generally mild and temporary. For example, some people, and I don't, but some people might get, when using this light therapy, and by the way, most people use it without a hitch, but a very small percentage might get like temporary redness or a warming sensation to the treated area, or maybe on occasion a mild headache that's short-lived. Eye strain is maybe possible. The truth is I don't even use goggles because there's so many hundreds of studies out that show it, how it helps your eyes. I don't sit in front of mine with my eyes open and stare into the light, but if I have the TV on in the distance and I want to see something on TV, and I'm sitting in front of the light, I might open my eyes with no effect at all. But these side effects fade quickly. There are a few other precautions. Go to my website, look at the detailed article. Things you want to think about if you're pregnant, if you're on serious certain medications that can heighten the light sensitivity. Always good to check with your healthcare professional about that. If you have really active cancer, consult your oncologist. And I do, I actually recommend everyone wear the eye protection goggles. While I don't, I still recommend everyone do that. But always discuss any new treatment with your healthcare provider to ensure that it aligns with your overall health strategy.
It's a great, great recommendation. And hopefully you'll have a provider or practitioner who actually is willing to learn if they don't know about it. I mean, how many people are on ibuprofen and all these non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which can affect your kidney, which can affect your stomach? And I have to say, personally, I have a unit in my house, and I had Achilles tendonitis for about 4 months. It wouldn't go away. And I purchased one of these infrared red light boxes, and it's gone. And it took maybe about 4 or 5 treatments. And every time I used it, I had more mobility and the pain was gone. The swelling went down. It was really pretty impressive after struggling for literally 4 months of not being able to walk well. So,
and it's non-invasive, you know, no surgery. You can use it in the comfort of your home. And in a little bit, to pique everyone's interest, you know, we'll talk about how it improves skin health and appearance. It will relieve pain if you have arthritis. It will improve your cognitive function. You'll get better sleep. It will elevate your mood. It will help cardiovascular health. Not to mention it helps grow hair. It helps if you have cuts or bug bites or toe fungus or thyroid issues or wrinkles. It's unbelievable what it does. And a lot of people are getting into it now. It's such a hot topic. And I'm so glad you picked it for today.
Well, it's one of those things that it seems so innocuous because it is so easy to use. You're not having to, go through a lot of machinations. You basically put your goggles on and plug it in and treat the body part. Yeah, press the button and treat the body part.
I know. And you might think, well, like I do, you and I like to see science behind things.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this might sound too good to be true, but there are more than 5,000 scientific studies worldwide that support all the numerous benefits of light therapy and how it really works on the cellular level. And, one of the primary ways that it benefits the light, our body, is by directly influencing how our cells produce energy. Because as the light interacts with our cells, it triggers the creation of, we know this, these initials, ATP, adenosine triphosphate. This molecule serves as a form of cellular energy currency, you could say, fueling various cellular functions. In fact, just a couple weeks ago, I read the latest published report in the Journal of Clinical Medicine that highlights that the light therapy led to an increased ATP production in cells. So why is that good? This increase resulted in enhanced cellular function and accelerated healing. And these findings emphasize the significant role of cellular energy and overall health and the impact that red and near-infrared light therapy have in optimizing this vital process. So it goes deep to the cellular level, 5,000 scientific studies. It's invasive in that it goes deep in your tissues, but it's non-invasive. There's no cutting. There's no major surgery. And 99.9% of the people can use it.
I mean, that to me is how patients can have access to keeping themselves healthy. And you don't need to enter the system, which doesn't, I don't think it works for prevention. I don't think it works for healing. It just helps for managing. And this is a way to go outside of that and get benefit. So let's take our first break because I want to talk more about how it helps reduce inflammation. So let's take our first break and come back. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living in Solution. We're speaking with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and you can go to her website, susansmithjones.com, and do a deep dive because she has a wealth of information. And today we're talking about red light therapy. And before the break, we were talking about inflammation. I use myself as an example, and I was amazed that I had sustained relief of pain and sustained resolution of my inflammation. And, you know, if you take an aspirin or if you take an ibuprofen, when it wears off, you can feel it come back. I didn't feel that with this. It just felt like every day it just got better and it was sustained. So I'm curious to know, how do the two forms of light therapy help reduce inflammation? And your book, Hug in a Mug, talks about this, but I want our listeners to try to get a better flavor for it.
Yes, yes. And I think a lot of people are smart about inflammation these days, but for those that were living on a deserted island somewhere and don't know and didn't have Google or something, chronic inflammation is a silent threat that's linked to many health issues, as you know, including heart disease and autoimmune disorders. So light therapy, meaning both of them, has a remarkable ability to combat the inflammation throughout the body. And it achieves this by effectively calming overactive inflammatory responses within ourselves. Instead of directly attacking the problem, it acts, I always like to say, it acts as a gentle nudge to the immune system, because red light and infrared light therapy support and help the immune system to work at a peak level, encouraging it to dial down its response. For example, I know we've all had this happen. And by the way, I have my desktop model on under my desk right now. I've got shorts on. I'm glad this isn't video. My hair's in a ponytail, and I have a lavender hydrating mask on my face. So that's okay, probably more than anyone needed to hear. But I have the light therapy on my lower legs because I stubbed my toe hitting it on the corner of a piece of furniture a few days ago. And I also want to make my lower legs look a little bit healthier. You know, you get older and little bumps and things come up. I have two mosquito bites on one and a spider bite on the other leg. But the red and infrared light therapy is so good for it. So I have that on right now. And when you stub a toe, you instantly get an inflammation. You get a swelling. You get a redness. And that's the body rushing to send nutrients to that area to help whatever's going on. And the pain is often caused by inflammation. That's why you just said it helped with your inflammation and your pain and your recovery really quickly. So it does help support the immune system to reduce inflammation. And by the way, I have a desktop model. I have a handheld that I can put on my joints of my fingers if I want. I also have a floor model. So I can, in the morning, I actually take my clothes off. I stand in front of it for 15 minutes and I get my full body. And then I turn around and I get the other side. And I have the TV on in the distance. I'm watching TV and I'm using it. So I know you asked about inflammation. I know I'm helping inflammation keeping it down in 30 trillion plus cells that are in my body. and working directly with what? That energy center, that powerhouse of each of the cells called the mitochondria.
It makes sense to me, too, because you have to have energy to repair. And most disease states are a lack of energy. So there's no, you need that engine. And if this is something that can jumpstart it, provide energy, literally pump it in, it sounds like, then it makes perfect sense that it would be restorative, it would help recovery. And, you know, we're in a society where it's all about anti-aging these days. What about, I would assume that's the same thing that you described for the skin. I mean, we see all these commercials for collagen and all these, you know, drinks or whatever you can, or capsules, whatever, to try to increase collagen. How does the red light therapy work to help the body naturally increase it?
Yes. Now we've got everyone's attention right now with wrinkles and skin and wanting to look younger. And I know, honestly, it has made my skin so youthful. Collagen is a protein, and it plays a crucial role in maintaining that youthful appearance and health of our skin. This collagen protein is vital for providing structure and elasticity to the skin. So interestingly, red and near-infrared light have shown the potential to enhance collagen production. A lot of people get fillers and laser surgeries, $10,000 surgeries, when pretty much you can just use a red light therapy device. A couple months ago, there was a great study that was in a journal called Photo Medicine and Laser Surgery. And it revealed that light therapy increases collagen density in the skin. And it said, quote, the therapy helps promote a more youthful appearance by supporting the skin's natural collagen production, which, by the way, slows down as we age. That's why your skin gets more wrinkly and we don't have as much collagen. And that's affected by more than just this light therapy, using or not using light therapy. But this discovery that they revealed in this journal highlighted the potential of this light therapy to address visible signs of aging and promote healthier skin.
That's amazing. I mean, not...
So I have a desktop model, and when I'm not in the mood to get the clothes off and use full body, and maybe I have 10 minutes, the one that's facing my lower legs right now, I bring it up on top of my desk and I pull my, you know, if I have a U or V-neck shirt, I just look right into the light, you know, and you and I are going to recommend everyone wear goggles, and my décolleté, the upper chest area, my face. And I am a senior. And I've been doing research on this for 12 years. And I've been doing, I'll tell you this quickly. I initially was so excited I started out, because every place here, I live in Brentwood, Santa Monica area of West LA. And you can't go to any facialist salon where they don't have some version of this red light, you know, light therapy. Or we have wellness centers on every couple block corner, and you go in and you can go for 15 minutes up to 30 minutes and get the light treatment. But my goodness, did the cost add up?
Mm-hmm.
And who wants to go to a place, you know, down the block and battle the traffic and then take your clothes off? And when the best results come with consistency a few days a week, it just got more than I could even pay. So that's when I got my own different, you know, I have just a handful of devices. I'll tell you at the end what I use and why I like it. But it's so much better to use this in the comfort of your home whenever you want. Spend a lot of money. And I'll tell you honestly, I know about 6-7 friends of mine bought the desktop model I have, and 5 of them got the full body model, and they have them in their home, and they use them. But you know what else they do with them?
Mm-mm.
They rent them out. And friends and family come over, and they're making really good income. They have like a basement or a special room in the house or garage that's set up nicely, something. And what an innovative way to make some extra money.
I mean, and you're helping your neighbor, your friend, so it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. But then, you know, what happens, most people who use it see how simple it is. You know, it's not like injecting you with glutathione or vitamin C. It's non-invasive. So people always end up getting their own to have at home.
Wow.
And like you've got a handheld device, you can move it wherever you want.
Exactly. I mean, I'm trying to, actually, I would be curious, is there anything, any studies that you've run across to treat things like tinnitus?
Oh, yes. And by the way, you know, we know that anything that ends with itis is inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And because this works with the inflammatory response of the body, any itis, it's particularly good for achy, sore joints. It's particularly good for any type of arthritis, tendonitis. You know, I know many people that have used it for tennis elbow, and carpal tunnel syndrome, and, you know, and this is, all these itises are inflammation, and that this is one of the many almost miraculous benefits of using light therapy.
I think we're going to take another break in a second, but I want to, you know, jumpstart it by talking about what else we can apply this to. You just talked about the skin. We talked about joint health, inflammation. But again, there's another big movement towards mental health, towards aging and cognitive function. And there's so many supplements all of a sudden have just popped up that are supposed to, quote unquote, reverse things. So let's take our second break and come back and discuss cognitive health, because I think that touches a lot of people as well. So let's come back. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living in Solution. We're speaking with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones and the modality of red light therapy. And I think this could be earth-shattering, really change the game. It does what it says it does, which is to help with cognitive function. I mean, it's all about blood flow, isn't it, Susan? I mean, if we can get oxygen to infuse the body, right, and have the mitochondria power up everywhere, that would make sense that it could work in the brain as well, would it not?
Yes, oh, absolutely. And I'll quickly combine cognitive function, because you just said blood flow, with cardiovascular health. Yes, it really helps with the brain. This might seem like a surprise, but studies have shown that it has all these positive effects on brain function. It's, and I'm just going to summarize the studies. It's been shown to enhance memory, performance. It helps to reduce symptoms often associated with a traumatic brain injury, and it's now been shown of late, the last few years, to help slow down the progression of certain neurodegenerative conditions. Published a few months ago in a peer-reviewed scientific journal in the fields of biochemistry and biophysics called BBA Clinical, showed that light therapy could improve cognitive function in individuals who experience traumatic brain injuries. And to me, this shows great promise for our future in the field of brain health. And beyond skin and brain, And I'll mention a couple more things about skin in a little bit. And cognitive function. It also has been found to have great potential to help cardiovascular-wise in your body. It helps to improve heart health. And in fact, they're doing hundreds and hundreds of studies just on cardiovascular health and light therapy right now. But what the preliminary research now indicates, because you just brought up circulation, is that light therapy has the potential to enhance blood flow, circulation, and for those of us that do way too much sitting all day and maybe don't get enough exercise, this is a great thing. It also has been shown to contribute to regulating your blood pressure. Also, there's a potential for reducing the risk of heart disease. Now, I think a lot more research needs to be done, but these findings really offer a beacon of hope for individuals seeking to prioritize their cardiovascular health. I'll tell you another little private thing, since it's just you and I on the talking right now. I have one of those platforms that vibrate. You know, you stand on 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and you exercise every cell in your body, it gets the circulation going, and sometimes what I'll do is I'll put my little platform that I can move around in front of my red light, so I'm getting the benefits of the red light on my body, which now we know helps enhance and normalize blood flow and benefit circulation and help with blood pressure, while I'm also stimulating every cell in my body, strengthening my bones, and getting a workout at the same time. What I often do is when I'm in front of my full body, I'll take two little dumbbells in my hand and I'll do arm lifts and, you know, all kinds, shoulder lifts, arm lifts, circles, so I'm getting a workout while I'm standing in front of the red light. A lot of people are in front of the red light and they do their yoga because it warms your body up and it improves circulation, which will help you become more flexible. Now, you asked about mood, mental health, and let's even mention better sleep. Many people, and studies confirm this, who've integrated this dual light therapy into their life have improved sleep patterns and a general upliftment in their mood. I've definitely found this. I'm generally a positive person.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some days it's just a really tough, stressful day, and it's hard to look at the bright side of anything. I always feel better when I use my light therapy. And these benefits, according to the studies, stem from these key changes. When you do red light therapy consistently, a few times a week, you have a regulation of circadian rhythms. That's the body's natural sleep-wake cycle. You have an increase in, drum roll for this one, serotonin, a hormone linked to happiness and well-being. And also, like we talked about and you alluded to, there's a reduction of inflammation in the brain. So that's why it's good for cognitive function. So if you struggle with sleep disturbances or mood-related challenges, light therapy offers a natural and non-invasive approach. Definitely worth exploring. And I'll just say with skin, to summarize, some of the hundreds and hundreds of scientific studies, it has been shown to stimulate collagen and elastin, reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, accelerate the wound healing process, and reduce acne and inflammation. It just improves your skin's tone and texture. And guess what? It's only after a few therapy sessions.
Mm.
So put simply, this therapy provides a natural way
money doing major cosmetic surgery. Sort of don't want you to know about this.
I'm sure they don't.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned before about, you know, itis, all the itises.
Mm-hmm.
And you had pain relief with your use of it and faster healing. So whether you're grappling with persistent pain or on the mend from an injury, say you sprained an ankle, light therapy can be your game changer, because by increasing, like you mentioned before, the cellular energy and then mitigating the inflammation, those two combined, the light therapy supports the body's natural healing processes. So it's something you want front and center in your home's medicine cabinet, because you'll have faster recovery from injuries, reduce muscle soreness after physical activity, and relief from discomfort associated with chronic pain conditions like arthritis. And by the way, I work with many athletes who have incorporated light therapy into their recovery plans, and they bounce back faster and enhances their performance. It's like giving your body the support it needs to heal and recover efficiently.
I mean, now that we've turned our listeners on to the importance of this modality, the question now is, how can someone get started? You mentioned first that there's professional treatments and at-home devices. Those are the two avenues that people can take, correct?
Yes, that's right. You know, professional means, like I mentioned, many spas, wellness centers, healthcare practices now offer dedicated red and near-infrared light therapy treatments. A typical session usually lasts between 15 and 20 minutes, and you often will relax, either sitting or lying down, while exposed to the light. I don't know of any place in my area that does facials that doesn't include this. As I mentioned, the cost really can add up. That's why you and I are big believers in having an at-home device.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want the flexibility of more frequent treatment, like I would always want, then the home devices are the perfect solution. You can find all kinds of a variety of these to suit your needs, from your handheld to all the way up to full body panels. But when selecting an at-home device, you want to be aware of three important things. One, wavelength. You know, I did test out many of these. And you've got you want to ensure the device emits light within the effective range of, and it's 640 to 1,000 nanometers. That's for the near-infrared therapy. The power output, many devices didn't have a strong enough power output that I checked out. So choose a device with sufficient power output to deliver the effective treatment. And you always want to go with you and I don't manufacture these.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to pick a manufacturer that has a stellar reputation with lots of great reviews that creates high quality devices. So, and then often people say, and how often do you use it to mm-hmm. get results you want? Okay, so like any wellness routine or therapy, the key is always consistency, that beautiful two C words, commitment and consistency, when it comes to reaping the benefits of light therapy. Studies showcasing these significant benefits typically involve multiple treatments per week, which is why I stopped going out to professional places, over several weeks and months. Honestly, I will never stop using it. I'm not just using it if I have an issue. I am using it to keep my body, I'm using it also preventatively to keep my body as healthy as possible, with inflammation as low as possible.
But patience and consistency go a long way in optimizing your results. So in my search bar, put in red light therapy. In my detailed article, I give you a sample schedule on how to get started. You know, I tell you how many times per week if you're a beginner, the frequency per week, the duration and time, and how to work up weeks 1 and 2, 3 and 4, and after 5 weeks. You know, there's a little process that's good to build up so you don't overdo it right away.
And is it true that you should treat the, if you're running it and you're using it, you don't treat the same area twice, right? You have to go to a different body part or a different location for the treatment, not doing 2 and 3 on the same sitting and the same area.
Okay, so I've been using this for years. I've researched it for 12 I've recently done it 2 and 3 times during a 2 hour sitting at my desk on stubbing my big right toe.
Okay.
I know people that have toe fungus, and you can get a little toe model to put right over your big toe, or I just put my foot on a little teeny box so it's up high enough to get the red light. And you, yes, you can treat an area. Like my issue with my left hand being left-handed, and I picked up something and I twisted my, between my thumb and my index finger joint about a week and a half ago. So I've been using my handheld device like you have, and I put it on the front side, and then I put it on the back side, and then I might go to the kitchen to get something to eat. I might come back, and I might do it again.
Okay.
It's okay. That's fine.
That's good to know.
But you don't want to use it for 6 hours a day.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And when you want to be smart about it.
Got you. So let's take our last break, because I want to get more specifics about what models and what manufacturers you might recommend. So let's take our last break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living Solution. We're speaking with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. And Dr. Jones, where can people again go to buy your books and also check out your website?
Yeah, so it's my name. And it really is my name. I didn't make it up. It's Susan Smith Jones. By the way, I'm not married. And if I ever do get married, I want his last name to be Brown. And then I'll have all of America's most common names. So go to SusanSmithJones.com. And, you know, go to the search bar and put in red light therapy. You'll get a detailed article. And then also, you go to books. You can read about Uplifted and A Hug and a Mug. Uplifted is mental, emotional, spiritual health. Hug and a Mug is physical health. I design them. They both work separately, but I designed them to go together because I didn't want to give you a 600-page book. But it's everything I've taught for decades around the world, all my gold star secrets, and why I haven't had a cold or a flu in over 45 years now. Never got COVID, knocking on wood. I've never taken any medication. It's because I learned, you see in the books, from my grandmother when I was a teenager, and then did all the studying, how to live close to nature, and how, you know, what to eat and how to live and to heal the most natural way. Of course, you and I are never saying for people to go off medication, but sometimes and oftentimes there's a way to look to nature, to foods, teas, juices, herbs, spices, and your lifestyle, everything you do from heat therapy to light therapy to cold therapy to sleep.
And eating as many organic foods as you can, keeping stress down, spending time in nature, all of these things I write about that I initially learned from my grandmother when I was really sick as a teenager. And while she left this earth in the 70s, I still feel her with me, guiding me all the time. And as I mentioned, for about 12 years, I've been reading this duotherapy of red light and near-infrared light. And I checked out, 10-plus companies, and because I never like to recommend something I don't personally use and think it's the best of the best. And I found a company, and I want you to know, they give me a discount of 12% off because I purchased 6 of their devices for me. I purchased a desktop, a full body, one that goes over your face. I like that. The handheld like you have, and I have a little toe one. For some reason, I stub my toes. And so they said, Susan, you're such a good customer, we're going to give you 12% off. They're called Hooga, H-O-O-G-A. Like an owl goes, whoo. That's how I remember, Hooga Health. And I started buying a few devices as gifts for friends and family. Everyone loves them, by the way. You get someone a handheld device like you have, and they'll be your friend the rest of your life. And they told me I could give them the 12% discount. And then they said, give it to whatever friends you want. So I'm giving it to all of you. You're my friends. If you go there and buy anything, I don't get anything from this, but why not get a discount? And you, when you check out, you would just put in the promo code of Susan12, and that's the same one I use. So you'll get 12% off. By the way, the word Hooga means, you'll love this. Simplify. It's a Danish word. Simplify, compassion, and balance. And the reason I like theirs the best, I settled on those to personally get, is they have, because some are just red light. Some are just infrared. You want a duo therapy light system. So that's what they offer. And they have the smaller panels, like for wrinkles, your face, your hair. You know, you can get caps that you put over your head, like a little baseball cap, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has red light in it, and it helps to grow hair. Cuts, you know, it helps. You can read about the thyroid issues, fungus, on my website. But they also have the big panel models, the Pro 4500, the Ultra. I have the Pro 4500. The most expensive is the Ultra 5400. But it's the only brand of devices I use because after years of research, I discovered that it works the most efficaciously. It's the best of the best. The prices are reasonable. And listen, I love that they give me a discount because who doesn't want to save money? Discount of 12%. So just, you know, go to Hooga, H-O-O-G-A Health, on my website, in my big comprehensive article, I write about that, so you can see about the discount there. But if you go right to Hooga Health, and you get anything, get a discount. You use the promo code Susan12.
I want to just revisit quickly for those who are kind of still need more information about the red light therapy and the near infrared. You're saying that they're, are you covering a broader range of the wavelength with both of them? Is that why you should use them together?
Yes. They're both a subset of the natural sunlight. So, and again, as I mentioned, the near infrared is a different subset than the far infrared that you get in infrared. But to me, well, you know, and the research shows that this is a winning combo of the red light near infrared light therapy that's available in one device you can use at home, and the remarkable promise that it really holds for a new whole level of wellness. You know, what have we talked about to enhance skin health, accelerate healing? By the way, I have, and many people I know, have lost weight more easily because it improves your circulation and reduces inflammation. You know, to brain health, to heart health. This therapy is a testament to me of the power of harnessing light for well-being. God's given us the light, not many of us get enough natural sunlight. But the fact that it's non-invasive, safe for most individuals, and can be seamlessly integrated into the comfort of your home, I think adds to its appeal. And then add to that, we've got over 5,000 scientific studies worldwide. So whether you're an athlete striving to optimize recovery, you're an individual who has chronic back, knee, hip, hand, elbow pain, maybe you want to elevate your mood. Maybe you want to look more younger and have a more vibrant appearance. Maybe you just want to elevate your health. This is a compelling avenue to explore. And I'll finish with this, since you and I are into holistic health. Always remember that your health journey is uniquely your own. And while light therapy is a powerful ally, and I wouldn't be without it at home, it's most effective, and I know you'll agree, when integrated into a holistic wellness plan that I detail in my companion books, Uplifted and A Hug and a Mug. And this includes, like I briefly mentioned, nourishing your body with nutrient-rich foods as close to the way Mother made them as possible, Mother Nature, engaging in regular physical activity, not once a week or once a month, but your body needs movement every day, keeping your stress levels down, spending time out in nature, and prioritizing quality sleep. But again, the light therapy will help you with your mood, with your sleep patterns, with everything. So if you want to see photos of the devices I use, if you want to read some of the studies in more detail, if you want more comprehensive info, then go to SusanSmithJones.com and just put in the, I'm on my site right now looking, go to the search bar, put in red light therapy, and my article is, I titled it, The Whole Body Healing Benefits of Red and Near Infrared Light Therapy. And then I subtitled it, Unleash Your Inner Healing Power with Light Therapy. And this is going to sound bizarre, but that's okay, we're close. I always feel closer to God. I know I've got guardian angels, and there's something that happens when I use light therapy, maybe because you've got the mood elevation, you've got less inflammation. I'm grateful and happy that they give me 12% discount and I can use it in the comfort of my home. But, and then what I often do is I'll sit in my nice chair and with the desk model, and I do meditation with the light on my face, my neck, my décolleté. Sometimes I'll hold I'm doing it now, you can't see, my lower arm up, so the light also reaches the back of my hand and forearms. Because you can also, people do have a lot of work done on their face, right? Mm-hmm. But you can often tell someone's age better by their hands and their forearms. And I have to say that ever since I started using light therapy and got it consistently on, you know, a few times a week on my forearms and hands, my hands look really young. Not to mention, but I will, when I drive, you know what I always put on my hands when I drive in the car? Because the UVA, UVB light comes through. I put on a pair of cotton gloves.
Gotcha.
Just to protect my hands. And that has nothing to do with light therapy, but probably so much more than anyone needed to know about me today.
Well, everything's important. And we really thank you for sharing all of your tried and true secrets and, you know, the power of just sharing your knowledge is, that's God's work, honestly. Now, we have a couple of seconds left. I want to make sure people know how to get your free monthly newsletter.
Oh, yes. So that's simple. Just go to SusanSmithJones.com, and right there in the navigation bar on the right, it says subscribe. I send it out just once a month. I don't inundate you with things, but you get lots of great cutting-edge health information, holistic health. I always add in a few jokes. They're beautiful photos, some fun facts. It takes longer than a sitting to read. So, you know, you just, as time permits, you might just subscribe. It takes about 10 seconds to subscribe, and it goes all over the world. And the people that subscribe are like my extended family. The general public never sees these. And you get a lot of gifts when you sign up. And one of the gifts is my famous recipe for beet fudgy chocolate, delicious, moist brownies. You get a recipe for that and other gifts. And I reveal a lot of things and in my newsletters that the general public never knows about me. So it goes out to my extended family.
Well, Dr. Jones, thank you so much for joining me today. I can't wait to have you back on. I want to thank you so much for your time. And I want to thank you, everybody, for living in the solution.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk Events.